Welcome to the ninth and final episode of this Exodus journey, a Lexio Divina-style meditation fed by the beautiful music of the Vigil Project. And I've been your guide, Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. As we return to the story of Exodus, we pick up in Exodus chapter 33, verses 1 to 3. The Israelites, our ancient ancestors, have passed through the experience of the golden calf, the rupture of the covenant, and they've experienced the mercy and forgiveness of God through Moses' intercessory prayer. This is now their return to their time in the desert. A stretch of decades still lies ahead for them, but God has great plans and a great promise to come, which we as Catholic Christians understand completely to be Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go. You and the people whom you brought up from the land of Egypt are to go up from here to the land about which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to your descendants. Driving out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, I will send an angel before you to a land flowing with milk and honey. But I myself will not go up in your company, because you are a stiff-necked people. Otherwise, I might consume you on the way." As we step into the second movement of Oratio, our prayerful position before the Word of God, we let the music itself form a voice in us. And the voice is timid. The voice is covered with a sense of guilt. We are fearful. We have felt our own inadequacy, our own duplicity. So quickly did we fall from the covenant and the promises. Our prayer then is contrition. Our prayer as we begin this return to the desert, this place of purification, is, "I'm sorry. Forgive me. Have mercy on me." The notes themselves seem to carry this weight of humility, a kind of shyness before this great God. We want to do well, but we lack the strength. As the music begins its ascent, step by step back into the spiritual life, our prayer again is, "God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me." As we move into our meditatio, or meditation, on the story from Exodus chapter 33 and how it might reflect and touch our own personal story today, we look at the mercy of God, this patient God. We meditate on him, on how as a loving father he leads the people slowly, and he lends them his angel to guide them. He is aware that his great mercy, his great love, his overflowing sense of justice even, might be too much for the people to bear. So God, in his blazing beauty, his blazing mercy, cloaks himself, mediates himself through an angel. Otherwise, as the scripture says, he would consume them. In our meditation, we recall that fire is always an image of consummation in sacred scripture. But the fire of hell and the fire of heaven's love are actually one and the same. If we are on the outside of God's all-consuming fire of love, we feel it as a kind of torment or torture. But when we allow the purifying fire of God's love to consume our selfishness, we dance in the middle of it, like the three young men in the book of Daniel, dancing in the fiery furnace. People are now invited into that fire, but much purification must take place first. We now meditate on the fact that Christ has come, Christ whose sacred heart is aflame, and we are invited into that fiery furnace, that place of unmitigated love, mercy, beauty, warmth. It still purifies us. It still cleans away the clutter of selfishness and greed, of fear, inadequacy, a sense of our unworthiness, But all these are burned up in that great furnace of God's love. We meditate on the powerful image of this fire, of which the desert is an icon. We move now into the fourth stage of contemplatio. We rest, being fed by the word of God, this rich image of the desert and the return to a purification. We contemplate the light of the love of God, the flaming heart of Christ Jesus. We step into this fiery furnace with trust, with abandonment and surrender. Christ is our way. He who went himself into the desert invites us now into that place of purification, where two hearts can be fused into one. We contemplate this amazing mercy of God. As we conclude our time of prayer and our journey through the book of Exodus, our actio is an act of faith, an act of trust. We know that Exodus was a kind of type, a story, a lesson for us, and we now live in the new age, a new world in which God is not distant. God is not up on a high mountain or far removed from us like an angel leading us, but God is near to us in Christ Jesus. Our action is to trust in that great love, to move forward deeper and deeper into the heart of Christ. We hope that you have enjoyed these episodes, using the great gift of music to open up new paths of prayer. A final word from the mystic and poet Carol Houselander. The way to begin the healing of the wounds of the world is to treasure the infant Christ in us, to be not the castle but the cradle of Christ, and in rocking that cradle to the rhythm of love, to swing the whole world back into the beat of the music of eternal life. We hope that this music has been a gift to you and encourages you to use it further in your prayer life, to allow the music of our hearts to become poetry and prayer. To learn more about the Vigil Project and to learn more about the Theology of the Body Institute, see the notes below. It's been a blessing and a grace to be with you on this journey. God bless.
This episode of the Exodus Podcast is brought to you by the Vigil Project and the Theology of the Body Institute. To listen to music, purchase your copy of the Exodus album, and learn more, visit thevigilproject.com.